This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, I had to take a lot of lessons to be this stupid. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Really?
What? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Again, really, truly, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you could do up there to get involved in the conversation. And there's smarter people than I in the chat room online. On the regular website where you can find at the real. Come on, I'm making it easy for you. TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. Or you can, if you're one of those Facebook people, head over to the Facebook. We're also up there. Not the Facebook, but whatever. Head up to Facebook. We're up there as well. And smarter people than I in that chat room, that feed, just go there. You'll see. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do enjoy the time you're spending. Okay. Listen, I mean, if you head up to the website, I want your email address. We send out an email blast once a lousy week. We let you know what's going on, the stories that are coming up. Yes, I do try to sell you stuff, because if I could sell you something, I might actually be able to make a few bucks at this. Wouldn't that be cool? If I hit the lottery, I'd love to do it for nothing, but I haven't hit the lottery yet. So if you want to send me a winning lottery ticket, I'd be more than happy to accept it, take it from you, and then, do this for fun, I guess. Is that what you want to call it? I don't know how much fun it is. Anyway, but I am getting excited about Kent State University. They're having they held an anti-safe space event on Wednesday, which I thought was great. Members dressed up in diapers to prove a point, which I also think was great. And with the help of Young Americans for Liberty, TPUSA, members set up a baby guardrail. Let me see. Let me give this to Tammy. Maybe she can put the picture up. But it's one of those baby guardrail protectors that you put up in your house. It was great. They put them up around the building or around the walkway of the building, and it's just amazing. I'm sure there was meltdowns happening everywhere, right? Now, they put it up in response to a demonstration. Anonymous students posted flyers criticizing TPUSA. You know, that's the other thing. You parents that raise these kids, you raised a bunch of wusses. You raised a bunch of kids that don't know how to fight for themselves. And not only do they not know how to fight for themselves, but sweet Jesus, they don't even have the guts to put their name on it. I'd love to hear from a parent that's actually proud of their child for doing this kind of thing anonymously. I'm curious. I wouldn't be proud of it. So anyway, one flyer noted that the Turning Point's founder, Charlie Kirk, writes for Breitbart. Oh, no, that's so bad. So terrible. Oh, I'm sorry, didn't finish it. Because Breitbart is a neo-Nazi white supremacist all-right newspaper. Except, first of all, it's not a newspaper. If it's neo-Nazi, then why did they hire a Jew? Or a couple of them, as a matter of fact. If they're white supremacists, why do they have colored people working for them? African-Americans, black, whatever you want to use. They're obviously very, very confused as to what it means to be. Maybe one of you guys on the left could go teach Breitbart how to truly be a neo-Nazi white supremacist. You know all about it. You know what it is. Right? Another contrast, in contrast to TPUSA's support for free speech with its professor watch list. Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it? See, they don't like being called out. They don't like us showing how asinine, how stupid, how ignorant, like Breitbart being a neo-Nazi white supremacist. All right. Who is this lady, the representative from Florida?
Frederica Wilson.
Frederica. Who's now said, because she was called an empty barrel, that that was a racist term used by Kelly. Because Kelly has to be racist because he works for Trump. And we've heard that. This isn't the first time we've heard. If you work for Trump, you're probably racist. Is it the only words these people know? Let me tell you what. I think at this point, because of what the Democrats have done, I mean, the Republicans could screw up and stay in power. Because they screw up because they come by being stupid, honestly. Okay? But what the Dems are doing is downright deceitful. What the Dems have done to the young people in education, it's a racist to be called an empty barrel. Are we serious? And neo-Nazi, these kids can't even tell you what the labels of the names mean that they're using. Like I said, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those labels are what the left call me. All those labels are what the left has put on me. Most of them can't tell you what they mean. When asked about the event, Kent State TPUSA President Caitlin Bennett said, "The idea was to show how ridiculous safe spaces are. We were being ridiculous and absurd on purpose. To showcase how adults look when they say words hurt their feelings." She told Campus Reform that, you know, seriously, we need to grow up. While there was some backlash to the event, Bennett believes that the majority of the people who didn't like it were the SJW keyboard warriors who stalk TPUSA on a regular basis. Now, what's really funny is that when you look at some of these videos, when you have the people from Campus Reform and other places, they're out on campus talking to these kids, asking them about what they think of safe spaces, what they think about what's going on. They'll tell you they think it's ridiculous. The young people on campus, for the most part, but see, they're not, they just want to go about their business. They're not loud. They're not obnoxious. They're not in your face. Do you know what I'm saying? So, these other kids, they're saying, nah, you know what, that stuff is ridiculous. That stuff that those other kids are talking about that want safe spaces, that want cuddlies, that want fuzzy animals to hug or what have you, that's just all craziness. You know, a friend of mine I spoke with the other day is very trying to figure out what he's going to do, how he's going to deal with the whole college thing, considering what's going on college campuses today. You know, it's just out of control. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Start listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Get a lot more coming up after the break, I promise.
Guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being involved, being engaged. Whether it's in the Facebook chat room or the website chat room, there's a whole bunch of things going on up there. Some crazy stories. Wayne Allen Root will join me in a little bit here. But, I mean, there's so many stories that I'm obviously very much enjoying. I'm loving the fact that there was an anti, oh heck, what do you want to call it? An anti-safe space done by the Turning Point USA at Kent State University. Now, I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know how you make it happen. I don't know how you reach these young people. Because your parents have had them for so many years. There's no way to really turn it around anymore. Or it's hard to do. So what you need to do is we need to somehow get a hold of these young people and explain to them that the real world, that your boss that you're going to have, doesn't care, for the most part, about your feelings. They want to get the job done. Okay? I don't know how to explain that to some of these people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I don't know if you guys knew about this, but, you know, there was a story going around that there was a push for an illegal teen, somebody who was here illegally, and I can't be a legal person, I get it, wanted a taxpayer abortion. I don't even want taxpayers, I don't, as a taxpayer, want to pay for an abortion for a legal person, for an American citizen. You know, it's really funny because Planned Parenthood gets millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars from the government. They get millions of dollars from donors. They don't need taxpayer money. And they're giving abortions out, you know, like candy. Federal appeals court in Washington ruled Friday to temporarily block a pregnant teenager who entered the United States illegally from having an abortion. The three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia gave the government until October 31st to release the 17-year-old into the custody of a so-called sponsor, such as an adult relative in the United States. If that happens, she could obtain an abortion. If she's in release, the case can go back to court. The teen who goes by the name of Jane Doe, there's exciting, right? She should be going by Juanita Doe, right? I mean, seriously, come on. We're going to play this game? In the court documents, whose country of origin has been withheld, crossed into the U.S. in September and learned that she was pregnant while in custody. A lower court ruled earlier this week that she should be able to obtain an abortion, but the government appealed and stopped it. The teen is currently being held at a Texas detention facility. Court documents indicate that she's 15 weeks pregnant. Texas law forbids abortions later than 20 weeks in a pregnancy. Federal health officials said that in a statement Friday, after the ruling that for however much time they are given, they will protect the well-being of the minor and all children and their babies. Susan Hayes, legal director of the Texas group Jane Doe Process, which works with pregnant minors seeking an abortion and had offered to help pay for the teen's abortion, said the court appeared to be punting the final decision on whether the teenager would be entitled to an abortion. Well, she's 17. She's still a minor, technically. Bridget Emery, the ACLU lawyer who represented the teen in court, said in a statement after the ruling that the group is investigating all avenues to get justice for her. Justice is delayed yet again for this courageous and persistent young woman. No, let me tell you what. I know, people are going to rip me up for this. It's not courageous. Courageous is having the child and having to raise it on your own. Courageous is having that child and trying to raise a healthy young citizen, okay? Courageous, I love this. I love the terms that they use. I love the way they try to disinfect these things, right? We're stamping on a woman's reproductive rights. No, actually we're not. We're stamping on a woman's right to not kill a child. That thing can be nothing else but a child. That's it. A dead child or a live child. Nevertheless, a child. So, I'm so tired of hearing how courageous somebody is for persistently fighting to be able to take the life of another human being. The attorney goes on to say she continues to be held hostage to prevent her from getting an abortion because the Trump administration disagrees with her personal decision. Well, guess what? It's not the Trump administration. It's the state of Texas, you yahoo. They're the ones that say you can't have an abortion after 20 weeks, right? And the Trump administration, listen, people make bad decisions all the time, do they not? People make dumb decisions all the time. And then we want the government to bail us out. We want everybody to bail us out. We want people to feel bad for us. It doesn't work that way. And I'm sorry. I have no sympathy. We did that story about that woman in Florida that had 15 kids, and she wanted the government to take care of her. Who told her to have 15 kids? And don't give me this stuff. Well, see, Joe, you can't have it both ways. You want her to have the kids, and she can't pay for them. You won't allow her to have an abortion. Do you not know how to spell adoption? Is that now that, listen, you are a sick human being. If you think that a more humane way to help out a young girl that got pregnant by accident is abortion as opposed to adoption, you need psychiatric care. Because there's so many couples out there begging, willing to pay, willing to sell their homes, their cars, drain their savings account to adopt a child. They go to other countries because it's easier to adopt children. Here, it's easier for us to flush them down a toilet. You know, when these people say America's not great, and it never has been, no. Maybe since the 70s where we've made abortion legal like this. Right? What is it the signs you see now? Abortion on demand without excuse? Wow. That's just sick on so many levels. And this attorney, with her high and mighty attitude, she wants to blame Trump for all of this. Our client and women across this country should be able to access safe legal abortion without federal officials stepping in to interfere. So, we see a group that's always shoving regulations and guidelines down the throat of Republicans. They don't want any regulations or guidelines when it comes to abortion. Hypocrites, as I say. Hypocrites, as usual. You know, the butcher doctor, Gosnell. Dr. Gosnell, right? They knew, the Dems knew what this guy was doing. The Dems in that town, the lawgivers, if you would, in that town, the Democrats that were elected in those positions, they knew what was going on. And they did nothing to stop him. Because when it comes to abortion, no regulations, no questions asked, leave it alone. Not going to happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
I'm a flag waver. I'm a dudette. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate so much the time that you're involved in the conversation. You know, texting us, tweeting us, just being part of the conversation as a whole. And again, I mean, I love the fact that you're engaged and involved. Now, I'll play my interview with Wayne Allen Root in just a minute. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room there, as well as give me your email address so I can send out once a week. Once a week, I'll let you know what's going on. It's really that simple. So a court temporary blocks an undocumented teen from having an abortion, or an illegal alien slash minor from getting an abortion with taxpayer dollars. And it's really funny because the attorney is blaming everybody but her client. Now, I don't know if the client was raped. I don't know what the situation of the pregnancy is, what have you. But right now, the conversation is around, do people who come into this country, are they automatically entitled to our benefits? They don't want to follow our laws, but they want our benefits. And you Dems, you guys on the hard left, you have no problem with that. It doesn't seem to bother you at all. You know? So, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who was appointed by George W. Bush, suggested that releasing the teen to his sponsor would seem to be the best option, that would get the teen out of the facility where she is being held, allow her to obtain an abortion, and leave the government out of it. Well, how do you figure that? Are they looking for money? They say they have a sponsor that's willing to pay for it. Even that's disgusting. But the ACLU wants the government to pay. They want to set a precedent. And that's wrong. The third judge on the panel, Judge Patricia Millett, who was appointed by Democrat President Barack Obama, would have allowed the girl to obtain an abortion, as the lower court ruled earlier this week. Isn't that interesting? These judges are supposed to rule by the law, not rule by the party. And in most cases, as you see happen in the Supreme Court on a regular basis, that's what happens in most cases. It's not how it works. They vote party line, too. It was never meant to be like that. It was not supposed to be like that at all. And I don't know. I don't know what we do to fix this. But unless you guys start voting the right people in, it's never going to change. We're going to have the same comments, and I'll have a job forever. Let me bring Wayne Allen Root on with me. I always love to have this guy on the show with me because, and we can get 20 minutes in 10 because we both speak so fast. Wayne Allen Root joins me, as he does from time to time, author, syndicated talk show host. He's on Newsmax TV. How many books do you have now, Wayne?
11 books, but no time to write number 12. So just remember me every night, 5 o'clock Pacific, on Newsmax TV, channel 349, DirecTV. Easiest way to find me every night for an hour, taking calls from all of you all across America. Quite amazing, and I just love talking to people about what the average person thinks about everything from Trump to the Vegas terror attack. You get such a different take, Joe, than what the media says or the media thinks or the media puts out there. The people are starting to realize they're being defrauded by the liars in government, the liars in law enforcement, the liars running the FBI, and the liars running MGM. And they know the stories they're hearing are lies. And it's great to hear that the people have woken up from their slumber, but it's only our side. It's, you know, it's Republican. It's Trump people. It certainly isn't the average liberal. They believe everything they're told by their masters in the media and government.
You know, I was amazed to see a recent poll that said that most Americans now, a majority of Americans, don't believe, don't trust mainstream media. It's gotten even worse than it was, you know, a year ago or even months ago. And so it's good to see that. It's good to see people paying a little bit more attention. Hey, let me ask you about the Russian collusion thing. You know, I joke about this. I say we were wrong. You know, we talked about Russian collusion. Was there Russian collusion? Well, you know, we were about ready to give up, and we found out there was Russian collusion. So I was wrong. I just had the wrong person chosen. It was Obama and Hillary that were involved in a Russian collusion, right?
You know, it's every day something new comes out where I write a Facebook post or a Twitter post where I go, I told you so. You know, I don't mean to sound too arrogant, but I mean, I've predicted so much of this stuff that's happening. I remember writing an article 3 years ago saying Hillary can never be president. Matter of fact, they took my story and they made it the headline at Drudge. It's the first and only headline I've ever had in my life at Drudge, meaning the top headline was a picture of Hillary morphed with a picture of Nixon, because I wrote, Hillary is Nixon. And they put that as the headline at Drudge. And in the article, one of the things I talked about was the sale of uranium, that these people, you know, the Clinton Foundation's a joke. It's a scam. It's an organized crime activity. That's what I said 3 years ago. It's pay for play. It's give millions while she's Secretary of State, and give them millions, hundreds of millions, and we'll do favors for you with government contracts. And uranium was one of them. And so I called all of this. I said the uranium sale is the biggest ripoff. She sold, I think it was like a fifth of the uranium stock of America, and in return got hundreds of millions of donations from shady Russian organizations at the Clinton Foundation. Why aren't they all in prison? And who is involved in it? It turns out it sounds like Comey's involved in it. Yep. Sounds like Rosenstein's involved in it. Sounds like Mueller's involved in it. Sounds like Andrew McCabe's involved in it. Certainly they were all involved in the cover-up of it. So all the leadership of the FBI is rotten to the core, and they all need to be removed and eventually, I think, prosecuted.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you talk about the FBI. It used to be the most trusted outfit in the country, maybe even most respected in the world. I don't know, but definitely not there anymore. You know, you talk about it. Will these investigations happen, though? I mean, we've had 10 months in there. You know, I would do exactly what the Democrats want us to do, investigate everything, okay? They keep talking about, you know, all the corruption in the Trump administration. Let's investigate, go back and investigate Benghazi. Let's make sure we clean up the email mess, and let's throw Comey into that mess.
Don't forget the IRS.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Huge. I mean, that was what I said. Again, I told you so. I mean, I said a while back, I wrote a column, and the column was, I got no problem investigating Trump. Just investigate everything. Trump should name 20 special prosecutors.
Yep.
You want to investigate Trump or a special prosecutor? Great. Or special counselor? Great. Let's name the same thing for all the scandals of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, but don't leave them out. But, you know, this goes back to the fact that we're in power now, and we still have no power. And Trump's in power, and he's doing a great job in many ways, but he doesn't seem to be going after the bad guys of the last administration. That's one thing he doesn't seem to be doing. I could name you 100 things Trump's doing fantastic to save the economy and save the country and turn around, you know, all the problems of America, but I can't name you really anything Trump is doing at the Attorney General's office to prosecute bad guys. Now, maybe that's because, you know, Republicans are always scared that if we prosecute, then when they get in office, they'll prosecute us. It could be literally just that, or it could be they've got some dirt on Trump, and they're holding it above him and saying, listen, you can do what you want with politics. We're not going to hold that above you. But if you come after us and prosecute us, we will, you know, let the world know about this dirt. So they could even be threatening blackmail against the President of the United States to keep him from going after him. It's certainly, I think, Sessions is being blackmailed or being told you cannot prosecute these people because he's acting so weird, Joe, Sessions got to step down. Terrible.
I agree. You know, think about just the mere fact that a whistleblower at the Department of Justice was told by Eric Holder that he would be prosecuted, put in jail, if he opened his mouth about the uranium deal. I mean, this should be earth-shattering news on every major network around. But, you know, here's an administration that kept talking about how Republicans were bad, how Republicans were corrupt, how Republicans were doing all this bad stuff. And now we're finding out more and more and more about what the Obama administration actually pulled off while they were in office.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm going to now tie the Vegas terror attack or mass murder or mass shooting, whatever you want to call it, on October 1st at Mandalay Bay, which is an MGM property. I'm going to tie that to everything you're saying. Our problem is our society is filled with liars, and most of them are liberal liars. And so they learn from each other about spin. And so the entire, you know, Twitterverse and Webverse and Facebookverse, it's all alive today with people just mocking MGM, who's led by a liberal named Jim Murin, is the CEO of MGM, who I've written column after column about in the Vegas newspaper, just ripping him to shreds for being a liberal fool who has just gotten his company involved in ultra-liberal radical politics and even Muslim-friendly, terrorist-friendly, terrorist-funding politics like CARE. He wanted his company to invest in CARE, and his transgender policies are all stupid. No guard can ask a man who walks in the women's room a single question or ask for his ID because that man identifies as a woman, so you can't tell what they are. This is the policies of a liberal moron who's running MGM, and sure enough, a terrible attack happens. I warned in the newspaper again and again and again that you're letting a guy ruin your company, ruin your brand, and it's going to be disastrous results, and sure enough, a terrible shooting happened. And now, the way they try and spin it, again, liberal spinning by the Clintons, by the Obamas, by the Jim Murins, they're all liberal, and they learn how to lie and spin with the help of you that's complicit. And so you've got the only witness to the worst mass shooting in the history of America, a security guard named Jesus Campos, and they allow him to go on one interview on the Ellen Show.
I know.
Ellen's a comedian sponsored by MGM Resorts.
Oh, yeah?
Ellen has a... Do you know that? Yeah, her show is sponsored by MGM. Wait, I'm not done. Mm-hmm. Ellen has a hundreds of slot machines.
Actually, he is done for the moment. We're going to bring him back right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Wayne Allen Root will rejoin us on the other side of the commercial. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it, away from the fog of the controversy.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. You can't let me go.
I like it.
Go ahead, Daniel.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's get back at it. Earlier recorded interview I had with Wayne Allen Root. You know, he's an author, a talk show host, and pretty much talks about as fast as I do. But he was a friend of Trump. He was actually a vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party years ago. A lot that this guy has to offer. Take a listen.
Best in care, and his transgender policies are all stupid. No guard can ask a man who walks in a women's room a single question or ask for his ID, because that man identifies as a woman, so you can't tell what they are. This is the policies of a liberal moron who's running MGM, and sure enough, a terrible attack happens. I warned in the newspaper again and again and again that you're letting a guy ruin your company, ruin your brand, and it's going to be disastrous results, and sure enough, a terrible shooting happened. And now, the way they try and spin it, again, liberal spinning by the Clintons, by the Obamas, by the Jim Murins. They're all liberal, and they learn how to lie and spin with the help that's complicit. And so you've got the only witness to the worst mass shooting in the history of America, a security guard named Jesus Campos. And they allow him to go on one interview on the Ellen show.
I know.
Ellen's a comedian sponsored by MGM Resorts.
Oh, yeah?
Ellen has a... Do you know that? Yeah, her show is sponsored by MGM. Wait, I'm not done. Mm-hmm. Ellen has a hundreds of slot machines with her name on them. Ellen DeGeneres slot machines in MGM properties all over the world.
Wow.
She just did a whole video where she's in an MGM Grand in Vegas surprising the players playing on her slot machines. You talk about the most conflicted of interest, corrupted person you could name to do the interview, a comedian who relies on her income from MGM, and they pick her to be the only platform Jesus Campos will ever be allowed to go on to give his side of the story. She has some five fluffball questions. He answers nothing, says nothing, and they immediately say, "You're a hero," and Ellen announces he will never do another interview. This is his only one. And he refused to accept any money. Now, here's a poor guy who must be, you know, like making $8 an hour, and he refused a payment from Ellen. I would say that MGM must have given him $5 million and said, "You're never speaking again. You're set for life. You and your family shut the hell up and go away." That's what must have happened. I'm just guessing.
I
allegedly,
agree.
Maybe. Right?
No, I agree with you. Something happened.
It's all about payoffs. Our whole country has become like Russia from the 1970s. It's about payoffs and lies and payola and scamming people and just try to pull it over the people, you know, pulling wool over the people's faces. And guess what? The internet and Twitter and Facebook mean you can't do it anymore. People are laughing at MGM. They're mocking them. They're mocking the CEO who should have been fired by his board.
Well, you're talking about MGM, okay, and these liberal liars. Look at Hollywood, right? I mean, they are, quote-unquote, the moral compass for all of us. They're telling us what's right for us. They're putting out movies to show us the way we should act and what we should be doing. I mean, decades of sexual abuse on children, on women, and the liberals who backed them for years. I mean, this is really, truly what liberal America is all about, isn't it?
Well, yeah, listen, I've been very critical of the women who've come forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not because they weren't abused, not because they weren't harassed, not because they weren't raped. It probably did happen to all of them. But guess what? First of all, it happened to some of them, and I believe now many more are piling on to get part of the lawsuits. You know, it's going to be a huge fund of money available to all the people that were abused by Harvey Weinstein. And so, you know, it doesn't matter at this point. If you were ever represented by him or you did a movie with him and you're a woman, there's $1 million at the end of the rainbow. So you're just going to say it. There's no way anyone's ever going to disprove it at this point, and Harvey's word can't be taken by anyone seriously. So just every person that claims they were raped, abused, or harassed can pick up $1 million or more, maybe $5 million. So everybody's jumping on the gravy train, number one. And number two, here's the big one. You know, I do believe this all happened, and I do believe all of you are right, but you're not brave for stepping forward now.
No.
You would have been brave for stepping forward 10 years ago.
Amen.
But you let lots of other women get raped, just like the priest of the Catholic Church who said, "You know what? I'm going to move him down to the next parish and let the next 50 kids get raped." You knew about it, and you let it happen.
Yep.
And you people may have been raped, but you knew it was going to happen to the next 50 girls, and you didn't care because it would have hurt your career, and you made your $10 million, so you just shut up. Now you're able to stab him in the back and say, he did it, because your career isn't threatened anymore, and your money isn't threatened. You may even make some money on this. So don't call them heroes, by the way, and don't ever think that Harvey didn't do it. I believe he did, because I started out as an actor at game shows and a talk show host, and a damn good one in Hollywood, and I know these people, and I knew from the beginning, liberal men in Hollywood use the casting couch. There's no other way to get a job in Hollywood. Everybody knows it.
Oh.
And so, of course this happened to all these women. I get it, but don't tell me that liberal men believe in feminism. The real war on women is Democrats in Hollywood.
Wayne, we're up against the time. Tell people where they can find you again.
They can find me at NewsmaxTV.com, USAradio.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com, or they can just watch tonight, 5 o'clock Pacific, on Newsmax TV on Channel 349.
You know, and with Wayne trying to get a word in edgewise is usually a challenge. So I usually just wind him up, ask him a question, and let him go. It's so much easier to deal with. Now, remember, the next hour, you're going to have to take notes. Evan Sayet's going to join us. And when Evan joins us, I can't keep up with him either. I throw a question at him, I can go make a ham sandwich and come back, and he's still at it. So let's finish up on a couple of things that we were talking about, which was the what's her name? Frederica Wilson, the representative from California, the one who thinks that she's a cowboy or a cowgirl or whatever. And she said that she looked up the term. She Googled the term empty barrel, and it said that it was a racist term. Well, first and foremost, I don't even think she can spell Google, to be frank with you. All right, the way she talks, and you know, all of a sudden she's got this newfound fame. I don't know, you want to call it fame? I don't know if I'd call it fame. We're laughing at her. She's not famous. She's famous because we're laughing at her. She reminds me of the guy that said Guam was going to tip over. So, when you look this up, right, the Daily Caller's News Foundation couldn't find any instances where Empty Barrel had been used as a racial epitaph. Right? I mean, it's just what's going to happen. Now, during an interview Friday on CNN, Wilson claimed that she had looked up the term empty barrel and found it to be a racist term. Her words, and I quote, "That's a racist term." I mean, you can't misunderstand that, right? Seriously, she didn't infer that it was racist. She called it racist. Now, this organization looked it up. And they said they couldn't find it. Nobody had ever really heard of it. Why do we let them get away with this? Why don't we call them on the carpet? Why isn't, as producer Tammy said earlier, why aren't these commentators that have her on the show or are talking about this saying, look, she has lied about this. Find out. See, I would have made them show you right then and there where she found this. Really that simple. This group said they found no evidence that the term has racial connotations. The phrase originated from the proverb, empty vessels make the most amount of noise. Look, just put a bunch of, we've all done this, put a bunch of empty flower vases and or jars up on your refrigerator. And every time the little condenser kicks in or the ice cubes get pushed out of the holder, what do you hear? You hear a whole bunch of empty bottles clanging together because you don't put enough space between them. Right? If they were all filled with water and or juice and or whatever, they would be making those noises. You don't need a college degree to figure that one out. Now, the Oxford Dictionary of Word Origins says the proverb means that foolish people are always the most talkative. Actually, the Bible says that. The Message Bible actually even says that a fool uses many words. Let that sink in. The Oxford Dictionary of Proverbs defines it this way. Shallow people with nothing valuable to say are the most talkative. Well, wait a minute. I talked for 3 hours.
That's your job.
Oh, okay. I guess that's all right. But it's so true, isn't it? I always joke with people that are talking a lot and telling you about all the great things that they're doing. And I sit back and go, this guy's got nothing going on. Because he's got to talk about himself. He's got to tell you how great he is so much, so often, that you know there's nothing happening in his or her life. It's also found that no informal use of the term that would suggest a racial connotation. But it's what I've been saying. Look, this is nothing new. We've talked about this in the show for years, right? We allow the left, and this is what's happened here again, we let them get away with it. We allow the left to dictate what these words mean. We allow the left to tell us what these words mean, how they can be used. And we don't call them on the carpet for it. We don't take them back. Which is why, as I always say, now when you call me a racist, a homophobe, or whatever, 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 it doesn't bother me. I don't even think about it. I don't even feel bad about it. And again, the biggest reason being is because the left has taken those words and they've used them so much. They've thrown them around so much, they've made them of no effect. They don't bother me. I'm not afraid. I'm not disgusted by them. It just is what it is now. Again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Also, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. Are you listening? Once a week. I'd let you know who's going to be on the show, the topics we're going to discuss, and the kind of things that we're going to take on. All right? Really simple. Doesn't even require a whole bunch of thought. Just get your name in there. Also, you want to click on Patreon, which is a button I have. You can become part of the team. You can help support the show. Would be great. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Thanks for being with me. We got another hour coming up. Don't go far. You're going to love it. Evan Sayet will join us. We'll be right back.